Everybody's looking for this solution, no matter how big an organization they are. Some of them are still behind, and you don't need any tech skills, no coding or any of that stuff. It's just a simple process.
So it's a very easy process. Basically, everyone can do.
That's probably very true.
Today, we will interview Jason West. He is a pioneer in the AI industry and the founder of FastBots AI.
I want to try and make FastBots the best at what it does and just try and solve as many problems as I can for business owners using that technology. As people, we have to look ahead a little bit and think, is what I'm doing now possibly going to be taken over? Is it? You have to face the truth and accept the fact that things are changing, and you either move with them and adjust, or you potentially go down.
So what's your prediction looking in the future?
Just the other day, NVIDIA did their conference and was demonstrating their robots. And I think this is where the next massive change is going to be, is the amalgamation of large language models and robots.
And he will share how we can build our own chatbots to drive sales, enhance our customer service, and boost our organization's growth.
It is going to go a big shakeup, I believe.
Welcome to the High Performance CEO Show. Today, I talked to Jason West. He's the founder of FastBots AI, which is an amazing company, which you can use to build your own bots. And we talk lots about AI, where it's going. There's so much happening in this industry. And Jason is a very well-versed expert in this field. So Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Sebastian.
I'm a client of FastBots for years, and yeah, maybe before we start, maybe give some background on yourself. How did you get into this business of creating these bot engines and offering services in the AI space?
Yeah, sure. So, well, I've been online now and making my living online since 2000, so a long time. I've done all kinds of different businesses online, from e-commerce to directories to software, courses, just about everything really. But I've always had a passion for software. I love software. And, you know, having created a few things in the past that did very well, and then seeing this new AI tech that we've all got access to since OpenAI kind of made it very public and easy to use back in December of 22, I think it was. I saw obviously a few people out there doing AI chatbots, and I just love the concept completely. So I wanted to do my own version, and I was already a bit behind because a lot of people launched in sort of early 23. And so rather than start completely from scratch, I decided to see if I could find some software that had already been built and then improve it from there. So that's what I did. I purchased FastBots, but it wasn't called that then, back in August of 23. And then rebranded it and made it my own. And we've worked on it, you know, ever since.
Great. Can you explain what a bot is? Because I guess for many listeners, they might know ChatGPT, but they think, yeah, if I put my data into ChatGPT, the whole world will know it, you know? And how can I create my own version of ChatGPT, which is basically private, and I can put all my personal data in it? This is possible with something like FastBots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with ChatGPT, I think it is possible. I'm not sure if it's possible on the free account or not, but certainly on the Plus account, you can kind of press a little slider that turns it off so that what you give it, it doesn't get used to train the model. But yeah, generally speaking, I mean, they've got pretty much free rein when you're using that platform. With FastBots, what's happening is you're uploading your own data into a secure area away from OpenAI. And then OpenAI is referencing that information. And then, you know, you're having a natural conversation with that data via OpenAI. However, because we're connecting to OpenAI with the API, the data isn't stored or used by them. So it's not being used to train the model. So yeah, it's a really good solution.
It sounds like a perfect tool to create your chatbot, for example, for customer service or as a sales add-on, or maybe as a tool to train your employees. You know, you can create your standard operating procedure, put this into this bot and say, okay, when you have a new team member, go to the site, enter your questions, and there you get your answers.
Yeah, definitely. There's a whole load of use cases for it. I think the quick and easy one is to put it on your website and then use it to help any website visitors with questions. And we found that some people who are very sort of SEO focused have said that the time people spend on the website goes up when you add a chatbot, because people hang around there, they start typing, they wait for the response. And that's a good signal for Google to rank you higher when people are going to your site and staying on it. It's sticky. So there's that benefit. But yeah, I think a quick and easy win for any company looking to use AI at the moment is to put an AI chatbot trained just on your company, your business, put it on your website and get it working for you 24/7 to answer questions, just simple questions that website visitors might have, but perhaps they don't have time to email you, browse through your entire site and try and find that one bit of information they want.
And many people probably think, yeah, I cannot train a bot, so I don't know how to do that, you know? I mean, what does training mean?
Training really is very quick and easy process. It literally is a sort of giving the chatbot your website link. That's one quick way of doing it. And then it will scour the whole site, pull in all of the pages, and then grab all of that text from the site. Mm-hmm. And then that goes into a secure database, which then we can use for training the chatbot. Likewise, you can just grab something off your desktop, a PDF or a Word doc. You know, maybe you, like you say, you've got some standard operating procedures or something like that. You can drag that straight into the chatbot to train it on that as well.
So it's a very easy process. Basically, everyone can do.
Yeah, definitely. You don't need any tech skills. Yeah. That's right. No coding or any of that stuff. It's just a simple process.
And then you look at your user base. What is the most used case for this bot?
Yeah, interesting. I was just talking about that with someone else. And we've got such a varied use case scenario going on with our customers. All kinds of clever things. For example, we had someone who had one of these kind of PDF flip books, a manufacturer with all of these incredible technological machines in that you could purchase. And at the end of it, they'd embedded their chatbot into the PDF so that anybody who was reading that could then go in and ask questions about the machines and things.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool. I thought, that's very clever. I like that. Then we've got, you know, educational institutions, colleges, universities, putting it on their site to help out students, for example. And of course, students tend to be very multinational. So being able to learn about the college or university in their own language, just chatting through a little chatbot is really, really handy. Saves a lot of miscommunication and great for the universities, great for the students. So there's so many use cases.
So you just have to think outside of the box and look for potential areas where you want to provide value to your customers or your staff. Yeah. Take the information and then just copy it to the bot. Yeah. And this is the training process, which is basically very, very simple to use. Yeah. And then you integrate it with some small code snippets on your website and off you go.
Yep. And also we do that for you as well. So usually people either are a DIY type person. They do it all themselves. Mm-hmm. They know their website and with a bit of help, they can put it in themselves. Or you get people who have a web designer who does all that stuff for them and you just send them the code. Or you just ask us to do it and give us a login and we'll go and put it in for you anyway. So there can literally no technical stuff that you have to do at all to have one of these AI chatbots running on your site for you.
Amazing. No? I mean, we both are in business for decades and imagine how we had to do things in the past. You know, you always needed lots of developers and coding experience and then you got a clunky interface.
It's a new world now.
Yeah, it's completely crazy. So where does it develop it to? I mean, I'm running an AI program for CEOs. Yeah, I teach them how to leverage AI to 10x their effectiveness.
Brilliant.
And it's crazy what happened in the last year or year and a half since ChatGPT was developed. But as we see this exponential growth, looking in the future, I don't want to think about what will happen and the development we will go through. So what's your prediction?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, just today, I mean, I listen to AI related news every single day. So I'm constantly, you know, have my finger on the pulse when it comes to this stuff. And just the other day, you know, NVIDIA did their conference and was talking and demonstrating their robots. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where the next massive change is going to be, is the amalgamation of large language models and robots. So at the end of the day, if you've got a robot that can use a GPT vision, for example, and understand its surroundings, you know, now we're into a whole new territory here. So I think humanoid robots, as they're called, I think that's going to be a massive change. Obviously, you've got Tesla are doing one as well. And they've proven to be a pretty innovative company in the past. So, and I'm sure Elon Musk wants to be first, like always. So yeah, I think there's some massive changes coming. So many changes really with AI in general and movie making and things like that.
Yeah, so, you know, talking about movie making, I'm participating in a conference at the moment, Abundance 360 from Peter Diamandis. And yesterday was an interesting conversation and someone asked the question, how long will it take until I can get a book to an AI and it creates a movie? And the answer was 2 years.
Yeah, I believe that's probably very true. I think at some point, you know, there'll be like Hollywood style movies, as good as Hollywood style movies, being made by teenagers in their bedrooms. It's just going to happen. It's a dead cert, really. What happens then? I don't know. You know, everything is going to have a massive shakeup, I believe.
And all the different participants in the industry, movie companies, investment companies, they all must have sleepless nights now, yeah?
Massively, massively. Yeah, it is going to be really unusual, weird happenings going to go on. Big shakeup, I believe.
Very interesting time we live in. Yeah, so building these spots, you run fast bots. Is there anything else you're focusing on at the moment in terms of AI business?
I think it's always a good idea to try and stay focused on the one business at a time. I mean, you know, when I first started out all those years ago, I was always trying new things. You know, you see something, you hear about a hot niche and you're off, you know, whether that's creating niche blog sites for SEO and AdSense or, and then suddenly it's drop shipping or I've done all of that. And obviously, as you get older and wiser, you realize that if you really want to make something successful, you've got to keep going at it and not keep going for the new shiny object. So for me now, I want to try and make FastBots the best at what it does. I want to try and bring in new technologies as they become available, you know, such as the GPT vision and all of that kind of thing. And just try and solve as many problems as I can for business owners using that technology.
And what is your typical client? How does it look? Is it a small one, small to medium size business?
Yeah, again, we seem to have attracted a real range of people. You know, we've got obviously many small businesses. Mm-hmm. We've got some larger sort of educational institutions that are coming on board and been testing us out for quite some time. We've got Booking.com who are currently testing us out for their car rental division. So we've got big companies and little companies and, you know, everything in between, really. So I think, you know, everybody's looking for this solution. So no matter how big an organization they are, some of them are still behind and, you know, looking for that extra help with AI. And that's where we can come on in and help.
Honestly, when I heard that ChatGPT is releasing GPTs, I thought all these businesses offering these bots, they have a really tough time now because these GPTs are also offering a similar functionality. But
yes,
now we see that this is not the case. It's actually, I think you guys are thriving. You are having more business than ever before. How do you differentiate FastBots to OpenAI and GPTs?
That's a great question. Now, firstly, the interesting thing was on the day that was announced, we had more people sign up than ever. So all it did was really bring about this sort of awareness. Awareness. That's all it did was quickly get everybody aware that you could make these custom GPTs. And then thankfully, like, I think the one thing that's not great about ChatGPT is the interface.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows it's like, I mean, it's terrible. These guys have got multi-millions of pounds, some of the most talented programmers in the world, and they haven't made a user friend. I mean, you could say the same about Midjourney, the AI image generator.
It's in a Discord.
It's horrible, absolutely horrible. So some of these companies have got the best tech in the world, but they don't make nice user-friendly, easy wrappers. And I'd like to think that FastBots is really more than just a wrapper of this technology. We're adding our own features in to make it really nice. A lead generation tool, for example, ChatGPT won't do that anytime soon. No. So we're trying to add an awful lot more value to the whole experience than just, you know, what ChatGPT does. And also, I don't know about yourself, but I haven't actually been that impressed with the GPT builder.
I agree. I tested the one simple use case of analyzing. I mean, I work for banks, so analyzing balance statements, for example, and putting it into your product and one of your competitors compared to GPT. I thought, hey, I mean, GPT, are you drunk? are you lazy? What's happening? You know, I mean, I don't know what's going on. And also what I like on solutions like FastBots is it's predictable. You know, with ChatGPT, you often have a situation where sometimes it's working very well, and then it doesn't deliver anything, you know, and it tells you, we could do this. And said, yes, blood, please do this.
Yeah, I know. I went round in circles only yesterday, and actually I tried Gemini as well and Claude 3, all to do the same task, and all of them, they failed. I had to do it myself in the end. They failed. And it was only really creating a spreadsheet with Google AdWords set up, like your campaign name, your keywords, ad and so on. But it was just too much like hard work in the end. And I'm pretty good at prompting and I couldn't really get it to do a good job. So there's room for improvement, you know, a lot of room for improvement with these languages still.
But as you are using the API, how do you make sure that FastBot gets accurate answers based on the data and not starts hallucinating or saying, oh, today is not a good day for me?
That's it. Well, we can do that with our system prompt that we use behind the scenes. And also we allow people to enter their own prompts as well to kind of really tailor what that chatbot would do for them. For example, if they want their chatbot to be really friendly or humorous or, you know, super serious, we can change that within the software so that their chatbot sort of does things the way that they would like. So we have control over how we work with that API, and then we're locking it down to just the data that we give it to work from. And if it doesn't know the answer, which is funny enough, quite a sort of strong fear from a lot of users, they're like, well, what happens if it doesn't know the answer? We just say, we're really sorry, we don't know the answer. Please contact customer support on this email. And that's it, no problem. We're not going to say, you know, some crazy answer.
And why do you think these ChatGPT, Claude, and how are they called, are so unpredictable? What is behind?
I suppose you've got to look at this tech. We're getting used to it now, but ultimately it's still extremely new and experimental. And they're being updated in the background without us being told. So literally one day you could see one result and the next you could be slightly different. So they're constantly refining and trying to improve it, and obviously using humans as well to try and improve the results. But they still have their annoyances, you know. For example, as I'm sure many people, if they've used ChatGPT quite a lot, you'll see those repetitive, same old words being used, like elevate or unlock or unleash or the classic revolutionize, which they all seem to do. They all seem to do that. Claude 3 as well. You know, it drives you crazy and you can't seem to get rid of them. Even if you specifically say to do that, they can still do it. So they're not perfect yet. And perhaps we're all being a little bit, you know, too presumptuous that they should be at this point, because after all, this is an amazing advancement in tech. And with that comes a few hurdles in the beginning.
Exactly. It's like when you fly in a plane, you know, I mean, in the past we had no internet. I mean, it was totally acceptable, you know, no one questioned it. And then once you have internet and it doesn't work for any reason, people get really annoyed.
That's like World War III breaking out. 100%. We get to these points, don't we, where we just expect. And I mean, you know, 2 years ago, to have like an article or a full brainstorming session created by AI would have been unbelievable. But already we're starting to get a little bit like, that's not bad, I suppose. We're really hard to please, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So looking ahead, you mentioned a couple of features you're implementing. Is there anything you have on a release right now? Is in the next couple of weeks, maybe there's something major coming?
Well, we're always working on something. We actually have our dev team split into two. So we have one who is creating, splitting up the platform into different modules almost that will work together. So if there's something wrong with one module, it won't affect the other. So we have one part of our team doing that. And the other part is doing any small bug fixes that come up. We like to fix those super quick. And then doing new features. And the new features we're working on at the moment is trying to integrate it with more platforms. We're already with Zapier, which is great, but we want to implement it with as many social media platforms as we can, and WhatsApp and so on. But yeah, we're doing, you know, little tweaks here and there. At the end of the day, you know, our product is really that chat window and those great conversations. So at the moment, we're trying to alert people to the fact that there is the little chat bubble there in the bottom right hand side. So we're implementing sounds now. So when the website loads, just a little bing, and it grows a little bit, shrinks back down, just to draw people's attention to that AI help that's there. And yeah, lots of other exciting things in the pipeline.
Amazing. I can't wait to play around with the new features. And we will also put a link in the show notes that people can check out the application, of course. And if we look ahead on, I mean, we talked a lot about how AI might affect us and different businesses. There's always this fear that it will replace a lot of jobs. I have my opinion about that. What's your view? I mean, when we look at the movie industry, for example, will it really get people out of business, or will there be new jobs created with this new technology, which basically puts us as a society on another level? I mean, that could also be an option.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think I've heard this example mentioned a couple of times by people, and I think it's quite a good one. It's like, you know, artists back in the day doing their paintings, and then come along photographers. And you think straight away, well, why would you bother to sit there painting a picture when you can get just a perfect copy of that scene, you know, with a camera? That's it. All artists are out of business. Well, of course, that wasn't the case, but things did change. And then, you know, photographers ended up making a fortune out of photography.
Yeah.
And that's another whole new industry and business now. So just because something new that could take over a little bit from the previous thing comes along, it doesn't mean that we're all suddenly going to be made, you know, redundant, as it were. And I think at this stage of the game, you know, it's fairly obvious what AI could take over and which jobs could be in danger at some point. And, you know, the thing is as people, we have to look ahead a little bit and think like that and think, right, you know, is what I'm doing now possibly going to be taken over? Is it? And sometimes you have to face the truth and accept the fact that things are changing, and you either move with them and adjust, or you potentially go down. I think writing jobs are tricky. There has already been, I think, some statistics showing that the number of people requesting writers on platforms such as Upwork and Freelancer and so on have gone down. And that's because obviously people have got pretty good AI writing technology now. I think Claude 3 is particularly good at that, actually. So yeah, there's going to be certain jobs that will go slowly, I feel.
Developers
perhaps down the line. I still think it's a bit early for that, but even so, you know, the writing's on the wall. And I listened to an interview just yesterday with Sam Alt saying that he reckons about 5 years before programming will be done with just pure natural language. So anyone can do it.
Amazing. Yeah.
So you've got to start thinking ahead if you're in any of these industries, in my opinion, and not have your head in the sand. Because, you know, be on the winning side here and think, how can I adjust? I think manual jobs are pretty good for a while, because obviously, yes, we've got robots coming and everything else. But, you know, that then in itself brings about all kinds of different changes. The law is going to be changed so much over the next 20 years, I'm sure. I mean, if you've got, let's just really move forward here and say that you've got access to AGI, you've got a robot in your house. What is that robot allowed to do? What can't it do? Where can it go? What happens if it breaks the law? You know, there's so many things coming over the next 20 years. It'd be really fascinating to see it play out, and hopefully it plays out for the better of humanity.
Interesting. We definitely need to stay in touch and exchange ideas in the future.
Sure.
It is an amazing time you live in, and with people like you pushing the boundaries on AI and offering these solutions to people who are not tech savvy and don't really want to become an AI expert, great value you provide to the world. Thanks, Jason, so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
And yeah. Keep up doing your good work. And for everyone who wants to test chatbots AI, there will be a link below this video and in the show notes. And I can only encourage you guys, give it a go. It's an amazing product.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, I'd like to make a quick announcement. I've got something exciting to share. As a listener of the High Performance CEO Show, you are already part of a community that values growth, excellence, and pushing boundaries. I created the High Performance CEO Hub, which is a free community where you can connect with me and other listeners, get behind the scenes insights, learn how to improve performance and efficiency, and find accountability partners to grow together. Go to www.thehighperformanceceohub.com and join us today. It's free, it's valuable, and it's waiting for you.